Welcome to an encounter with Father Morris Emmalou.
Today's encounter is Amazing Love, Amazing Name. A man at the wheel was driving faster than the speed limit, with the speedometer off the charts. Revolving lights in the rear mirror, plus the siren from the siren, gave abrupt notice that he was in the police officer's net. The countenance of the police officer looking at the man's driver's license revealed disappointment. The police officer knew the driver's father, a well-loved and respected man. How could the son of such a man be so reckless? The police officer gave the driver a warning ticket, showing extra mercy because of the man's family. I'm not concerned about whether the police officer was partial or not. The point is this: names matter for good or for evil. The relevance of family names and titles is more pronounced in monarchic societies. People crave to be associated with certain family names that reflect royalty, prestige, or influence. This shouldn't be the case, many argue, but often it is. Names provide connection. Naming ceremonies have similar significance. One's name is a crucial aspect of people's identity. Reflecting the African worldview, people in some tribes say, a good name is better than wealth. Losing integrity goes beyond a person. It can metastasize and cost the reputation of more than just one person in the family. Many in modern-day society seem to object to monarchic semblances of family names and authority, yet we are aware that in real life, especially in politics and the world of entertainment, names tend to matter. If this is the case in our society, consider the blessing of having the title of the best name ever. The best name ever. Did you realize that Scripture said something unique about your identity as a believer? How would you feel if I told you what Scripture said about your identity, your name, and your family, a unique family? Hear the first letter of St. John describe it. See what love the Father has given us that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The greatest love ever, the enormous privilege, is to be granted the grace to have God as our sole name. The fondness that God calls you and me His own, His precious child, is a fantastic delight for me. I hope it is for you too. As those begotten of God through the Son in the Spirit, a reality that takes place through baptism, we are not simply called children of God, we are indeed God's children. We are adopted through the grace of the Son, the child Jesus born to us. Through Him we become sons and daughters of God. A divine adoption, much more valuable than silver, gold, and diamonds. Though being a child of God has responsibilities attached to it, as we shall see, the grace is incredible. If I know and I'm always aware that God is my Father and I am a child of God, what need I fear? If God is for us, St. Paul said, who can be against us? May the audacity of this truth continue to inspire us as we journey through the year. Amen. Go about your day with renewed vigor and boldness because you are a child of God. Reflect. How do I appreciate the reality that I'm a child of God? How do I savor the truth that I'm a blessed son or daughter of God? Does this truth increase my confidence or does it not matter to me? pray. Thank you, God, for the confidence to call you Father. Thank you for the privilege of being your child. Thank you for being my security. May I always remember that you are with me and that I should fear no evil. May I approach this year with the boldness of one who is a winner in your eyes, our Lord and Savior. Amen. God love you. God bless you.
You've been listening to An Encounter with Father Morris Emalu, excerpts from the book series of the same name. You can get your own copy of An Encounter with Father Morris Emalu at revemalu.com. That's revemelu.com.